Proclamation number 1095, dated the September 16th, 1939. Spiritual disintegration. Raging of the elements. Fertile ground. The picture of spiritual disintegration will become clearly visible at the dawn of the day when the great disaster strikes this earth. In times of danger, people used to take refuge in God. In this disaster, however, only a tiny fraction of humanity will remember Him, who alone can bring salvation, and thus the low spiritual level will be obviously recognizable by the despair of people who don't know where to turn for rescue. And this is precisely why it is necessary for this affliction to come upon people, as it can still change their thinking to some extent, because the adversity will be inconceivable and earthly help entirely impossible. Someone who lives with faith will not be frightened by the disaster to the same degree as the unbeliever, since he will always willingly hand himself over to his God and Father anyway. Yet there are only few of them, and these few will be enabled to penetrate and induce the hearts of people into profoundly heartfelt prayer. Their obstinacy is so great and their arrogance even greater, and these two are insurmountable obstacles for humble submission and appeals for mercy. The more furiously the elements rage, the harder and more stubborn will be the spirit of those in the midst of it. And yet the Lord will take care of the few who remember Him. He will reward their faith so that they will give thanks and sing His praises. For the Lord will not abandon His own, and He will lead them to peace and true life in eternity if they have to relinquish their earthly life, profess the Father and commend themselves to His mercy. And so, do not feel sorry for those who have to surrender their life in faith. Bear in mind that He who gives life can also take it away again, and likewise, that He who takes it away can also restore it again. Yet far more beautiful and joyful than the most pleasant earthly life can be. Hence do not doubt God's love, mercy and justice. Indeed, many innocent people will have to suffer with the guilty ones, yet they will be compensated for a thousandfold, since it has, after all, to be endured for the sake of so many misguided people. And, in fact, the wise deity has also created a balance elsewhere insofar as the country of the disaster will become extraordinarily fertile precisely because of this event, and the people who survived by the grace of God will dedicate their lives to the Lord and thus will truly live for and within the Lord and also fight for His name. And this time will be the beginning of spiritual change. Everything will be united through love, and one person will lovingly help the other, and they will recognize God's love, omnipotence and wisdom. Their deeds and thoughts will be right before God, and the Lord will look with pleasure upon everyone who found his way to Him through suffering and is then of service to Him with all his heart. Amen.